Welcome to Struck Inside Out, a new podcast where we talk about all things life, love, wellness, and spirituality. I am your host, Danielle Bertoli. I'm an author, director of an alternative high school, a deep thinker, and an even deeper feeler, and a lover of sharing my stories, truth, and vulnerabilities to help people live happier and more fulfilling lives. So we are back with episode 10 after a 3-week hiatus, which I wasn't expecting, but I took a trip to Montana and my work schedule was crazy before I took a trip and it was crazy when I got back. So I finally felt ready to record another episode this week. And so a side note before we get started, if you have never been to Montana, I would highly suggest visiting there at some point. My sister and I took a trip there for 6 days. We went to Bozeman, but we were able to see parts of Yellowstone, like the hot springs, where around that area, you could actually see wild bison walking along the side of the street. And then sometimes they would actually cross over in front of you, which was really cool to be that close to these gorgeous, gorgeous animals. We also were able to go skiing and snowboarding at Big Sky, which was so cool. I've only been snowboarding about 10 times in my life. And to see this huge mountain that was so well run and just more of an elevated experience than I've experienced at any other mountain before, it was just so cool. Everything from snowboarding down the mountain to the apres-ski after they had a DJ and everybody was dancing and drinking and eating. It was just an awesome time. So if you're a nature lover, if you are a foodie, if you like hiking and the outdoors, I would highly suggest checking Montana out. I actually would love to go back in the summer because there was a lot of things that were closed since we went when it was still somewhat winter conditions there. But so just a side note, if you were ever thinking of booking a trip to that area, or if you love the show Yellowstone, it's definitely worth checking out. I definitely plan to take a trip back when the weather is warmer. So it was one of those trips that just helps you feel rested and energized. I kind of feel like I hit a reset button on my life. Now that I've been home, I feel more at ease, more in the flow. And just more appreciative of my everyday surroundings and my relationships. So I'm really grateful to have had the opportunity to get that reset and to also spend quality time with my sister, to be able to go away and spend a week somewhere together. I feel very fortunate for that. And whenever I take a trip, it's just a reminder that life is meant to be lived. I tend to get very obsessed in chasing my goals sometimes and making my dreams become a reality, which is a beautiful thing. And I'm grateful for that ambitious side of my personality. But I also realize when I'm away that I need to take more time to enjoy the fruits of my labors and to simply do things that bring me joy. So if this inspires you, I hope that you book a trip. I hope that you take a day for yourself. I hope that you prioritize self-care. Sometimes we can just get so obsessed with moving forward and where we want to be that we miss some of the joys that are present in our lives right now. So that concept is what is going to segue into the theme of this podcast, because when I came home, I had found out 2 days after my arrival home that I needed to move out of my apartment by July. And for those of you who have followed me for a while, you know how much I love my apartment. How I'm a big homebody, how I value my space, how I love hosting family and friends here. I love revamping and redesigning this space. And you just know from even photos on Instagram how special of an apartment this is. It has the best natural light. It is spacious. It's cozy. It kind of has cottage vibes. So when I found out the news, I was completely thrown off guard. And in all honesty, when my landlord had asked me to come downstairs to speak with her, I knew that this is what the conversation was going to be like because she never asks me to speak like that at 10 o'clock at night. So I was trying my best when she told me not to cry in front of her. And are you ever one of those people that if you are upset and somebody says like, are you okay? Or, oh my God, are you going to cry? That it instantly makes you cry, because that's me. I've always been that way. And I kind of had tears forming, but I was able to go through the conversation and then come upstairs and let it out, which fortunately I had actually stopped by Carvel and had a large chocolate ice cream with crunchies waiting for me upstairs. So it was a total cliche moment where I was crying and just eating lots and lots of chocolate ice cream, looking around my apartment and being really upset that I have to move. And my landlord has been an amazing landlord. I never had a contract with her. I've been here for 4 years and her daughter is young. She just got engaged and the house that they are living in isn't working out. So they are going to be moving into this apartment to save some money before the wedding and before they plan to start a family. So as upset as I am, I understand. It's been almost 2 weeks since I've heard the news, so I've had numerous highs and lows. But what I wanted to go over today is to not only just share a real talk about experiencing sudden changes and how to deal with the unexpected, but to also give you some tips for changing your story in any moment. Because when I first understood that I only have 3 months left in this apartment that I absolutely love and adore, I was angry and I was assuming the worst for my future. I was picturing myself not being able to find another apartment that I love or even finding one that's better than this. And I keep imagining myself feeling less financially free because fortunately this apartment compared to others in New York is very low rent. And since I've been looking at new apartments now, I realize that everything is a lot more expensive than what I've been paying. And so I just kind of fell into this pity party for myself because the actual thought of moving too is so tedious. I have to get everything together to then reshape and reorganize into a new apartment. Everything I have here is in its perfect spot. I actually spent like a full day at the beginning of January this year making sure that every item that I had a home after I went to Home Goods and spent like $200 on cute boxes and bins and storage equipment. I'm one of those people that I just feel better in my own life if I know that my home space is organized and neat and clean. So to have to go through everything again is just something that I don't want to do. But from all of the reading that I do, all of the self-help books that I've absorbed, and all of the inner work that I spend on myself on a daily basis, also all of the lessons that I've wrote about in my book, all of those things have helped me feel all of these feelings of anger and frustration, but they're also helping me to realize that I can choose something different for myself that is going to benefit me more now and in the long run. So instead of throwing myself a pity party and assuming the worst case scenarios about moving forward into a new space, I am consciously choosing to see this as a new opportunity. I'm choosing to see this as an initiation into a new level of my journey. I'm choosing to see this as me outgrowing former versions of myself so that I can step into more elevated ways of being. And that's exactly what I have to keep returning to every time my mind resorts back to fear, thoughts of lack, or worry that my future circumstances are going to be worse. Then I remember how I found this apartment that I'm recording this podcast in right now. I found it very easily and effortlessly 4 years ago. And I remember how much love and dedication and effort I put into making this space the coziest and most beautiful home that I could create. 4 years ago, I was living in my childhood and teenage bedroom at my parents' house after moving out of an apartment that I shared with my ex-boyfriend. We were together for 4 years. And when I had decided to move out because things just were really not working out, I was devastated at the time and I had felt very, very alone. I hated that I was turning 30 and living in a tiny space after just living in a modern and quaint home with my ex. And although I knew that by breaking things off, I was doing the best thing for myself, it didn't feel like that at the time. And as much as I love my parents, and as much as I value how they were always there for me, no matter what, and also how lucky I was to have their home to move into on such short notice, at the time, I felt like my timeline was somehow off, that I should have been more calculated in my decision-making so that I had a better backup plan, and that I should have had more money saved to get my own apartment. So after a year of living at my parents', I had found my first apartment that I was going to live in completely on my own. And I had moved in 3 weeks before the whole world shut down due to COVID. At that time, I had already put so much work into the apartment, and I had completely transformed the space with paint and updated light fixtures and updated fans. And I'm going to share a blog post about this soon with progress photos for those who wanted to see the before and after shots of my apartment, because I plan to somewhat record the new process of getting into a new apartment and transforming that space, because I absolutely love interior design and making your space your absolute best home. But during that time, I was 30 years old, and I, although had felt lost being in my own space, had felt really right. And although I was going through heartbreak, and although I was scared of the unknown, because also at that time I was making less money than I'm making now, I've also always had bartending as a side hustle. So when the restaurant industry had shut down, I wasn't having that extra source of income. And that extra source of income was a lot. And now that I had just had an increase in my monthly expenses, I was kind of nervous about making the rent and my car payments and insurance and everything else. So even though it felt right, there was also so many unknowns. But it was within this space, in this apartment, that I really grew as a person. You know, I started writing my book during quarantine. I started to take myself more seriously as a writer and a business owner. I had dated some people that were spending time with me in this apartment over the past 4 years. So I have memories of those relationships and all of the lessons that I've learned from those people. I also have hosted so many beautiful events here. I have spent so many weekends just curled up on my couch with books and my writing. There has just been so much growth and transformation that has happened in this space. So I don't know if this sounds melodramatic, but leaving here is somewhat like leaving a part of myself behind. And so I think that's why it's been a little bit of a shock, because this apartment not only represents an era of my life, but it represents probably the most transformative years of my life, where I have really stepped into my power, my purpose, my confidence, and ultimately who I really want to be. But so that being said, since I have accomplished so much here, I'm trying to see that this ending and new beginning is a chance for me to reach an even higher level of my being. You know, now that I'll be leaving this space, it's asking me what more I want to feel and experience within myself, what more I want to create, what other experiences I want to have. So by changing my setting and my scenery, it's actually inspiring me new ways of thought to discover what more I can do, what more I can experience, what more I can have. And that's actually a beautiful thing, because I've realized that even though I'm really happy in this space, I have felt a little bit of stagnancy recently. And I have felt like I am ready for more. I just don't know what that more is. So I've been trying to figure that out. And I think by changing spaces, it is going to inspire me to really evaluate the areas of my life that maybe I have been complacent in, to really look at the areas that are doing well but that maybe are kind of feeling dusty and that I need to dust off and make space for something new to come into my life. And an interesting thing to note too, when you were going through unexpected changes, is to really witness your thought patterns around the unknown. Because one thing that I'm proud of myself for is I realized how quickly I changed my own script. So Danielle from 4 years ago, Danielle from 2020, was a lot bigger of a worrier than I am now. It probably would have taken me a lot longer to get to the point where I could choose to see the positives and the silver lining in an unexpected change. But what I noticed is after letting myself feel the anger and the frustration and the annoyance and the sadness, I honored those emotions, but then I realized that I have a choice. I can choose to sulk and be upset and worry and fear, or I can see this as a clean slate and the beginning of a new adventure that I didn't even realize I needed. And now that it's been sinking in and now that I've been looking at new apartments, I'm getting excited about the possibilities of what I can live in, how I can live. You know, I always wanted a little outdoor space and I don't have that now. Maybe I can find a space that has an outdoor little side balcony or a little tiny part of a backyard or something like that. You know, I don't have a dishwasher. Maybe I could find an apartment that has a dishwasher and save so much time on washing plates and glasses. And I also don't have a washer and dryer. And so although I am so fortunate that I can go to my parents and have dinner with them and do my laundry and spend time with them, I would love to have a washer and dryer in an apartment so that I don't have to do that. So what I'm learning is that there are always multiple ways to look at the unknown, to look at change, to look at adversity, to look at any new thing that's coming into your life. And by remembering that choice, that's where your freedom lies. So are you going to be the type of person who, whenever something new comes your way, your initial instinct is to resort to fear and worry? Or are you the type of person that knows that no matter what comes your way, you are equipped and ready to handle it? That you have what it takes within you to make the most of any situation? That no matter where you go or who you're with or not with, that you always know how to have a good time, to make the most of life, and to take advantage of any opportunity? By choosing to see things through this lens, I'm also realizing all of the parts of myself that are not healed yet. You know, there is still a large part of me that is fearful. And isn't that interesting for this to come up, for me to realize that there is still this tiny girl inside of me that looks at life through that lens of worry. And I didn't even realize she was still within me as much as I thought she was. So what a beautiful opportunity for me to feel that and heal that. Also, you can remember that everything that is happening in your life is happening for you. You are never a victim. Everything that's going on, every person that you meet, every heartbreak that you've endured, every challenge that you're experiencing, every trigger that greets you is actually happening for your highest evolvement. And I know it may not feel that way when it comes to the things that bother you or the things that hurt you, but those are the things that make you stretch and grow and evolve. So what I keep thinking is, I can't see this yet, but what about the Danielle in 6 months from now or a year from now, when she is settled into her new apartment? What is she going to be thinking when she reflects back on who I am now? Is she going to laugh about all of the worries that I had because everything had eventually just worked out in my favor? Is she going to miss this apartment, but be so grateful for her new surroundings and everything that it's bringing her? Is she going to laugh at how seriously we can take things sometimes and how much more lighthearted we can be when it comes to changes? Because if you look back at your life, you've dealt with change your whole life, and every change has eventually led you to where you are now. Every adversity has led to the lessons that you've learned that have now made you a stronger, wiser, and more equipped person. Everything works out. Everything. And so it's just funny that when these moments pop up, where we need to practice what we've learned, we can forget all of the growth that we've already endured. And so what I want to do moving forward is I want to create a vision board for my dream apartment. I have a couple of months to figure out a space. What if I dream up an even better apartment? And what if by being in that new space, I meet somebody who's going to be my future best friend, future business partner, or future romantic partner? I mean, what if by leaving this space and going somewhere new, I'm opening myself up to some of the dreams that I've been praying about? You know, I think about the nights that before I go to sleep, sometimes I'll either record on my cell phone the things that I'm grateful for that day and the things that I did well. But I've also been praying a lot more. And I put out into the world my desires, what I want. And there have been many nights recently where I said to the universe, to God, my higher self, whatever you want to call the higher being that you too might speak to, I have said, I'm ready for something more. I am ready for something new. Please help me get to the next level of my being. Please help me get to the next stage of my journey. I am ready. And I keep saying, I am ready. And so what if this is an answered prayer? What if this is the unexpected blessing that I have been waiting for and that is going to lead me to my wildest dreams? I mean, I just have to keep remembering that my story is my story. The words that I say each day are my script. And who is the writer of that script? Me. Who is the leading lady of my own story? Me. So I get to choose in any moment how I'm going to see this. So I am going to see it as an adventure. I am going to see that whatever comes forth after this is divine and meant for me. And I can choose to see it through the lens of magic and wonder and hope and awe. And that's exactly what I keep returning to when I feel sad, when I look around my apartment and I want to cry because I just think of all the growth that I've had here. You know, when I look at this apartment and I see how much it represents for me. But you know what? Maybe that part of my story is done. And maybe I am ready to step into what the independent and courageous and adventurous Danielle is ready to accomplish. Because these 4 years that I've been here have led me to this version of myself. So now that I am the person that I always wanted to be, what more can I be? What more can I do? What more can I have? What more can I experience? So if you're going through some changes in your own life, please remember that you are the writer of your life. You are the main leading character in your own life movie. And you always get to choose how these unexpected plot twists are going to play out. Because although you might not have control over the external, you have control over how you're going to respond to it. And your internal world is a direct reflection of your external world. So remember that you can feel the fear, you can feel the sadness, you can feel the frustration, you could cry it out. I certainly did. And you know what? Honestly, ice cream helps during those times. But let yourself feel it. But then remember, what are you going to do with that? Because you can sit in those emotions, you can feel frustrated, but it's not going to help you moving forward. So feel it and then choose a new path. Feel it and then choose a higher vibration. Feel it and then choose to create a new path for yourself. And remember, everything is always happening for you. So please do whatever you can to change your energy after you've allowed yourself to feel whatever it is you need to feel. And remember that everything is a gift and everything is happening at the precise and perfect timing if you choose to see it that way. So sending you guys so much love for today and a new week of life. And I hope you take whatever your circumstances are in this moment and make them work in your favor and have them teach you lessons that you didn't even know you needed. Sending love always. Danielle. Hey, if you're new here to this podcast, I just wanted to let you know that if you're liking this podcast, that I have a book called Struck Inside Out, Essays, Meditations, and Poetry to help you heal heartbreak, embrace change, and love yourself. It is available on Amazon. There is also an audiobook that is available on Amazon for anybody who likes to listen to books more than reading them. I designed my book so that you can flip open to any page and read just short excerpts on life, love, wellness, and spirituality. My book is the sum of my life experiences from my early 20s to my early 30s, and it is filled with journal prompts, meditations, affirmations, and fill-in-the-blank mantras to help you not only read about my life, but reflect on your own to see where you can make changes, where you can elevate your perspective, and where you can bring in more magic and beauty into your everyday surroundings. And if you've already read my book, please, would you mind leaving me a review? I am trying to increase the number of reviews that I have on Amazon. It would mean the world to me if you can leave a star rating and also just a couple of words of how my book impacted you. These reviews help my book rank higher on Amazon search engines, so it would be the greatest gift to me if you could just share a couple of words about how my words have impacted you. And also, if you like this podcast, please leave a review. If you're listening on Spotify, you can just do a star rating, or if you're on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen to podcasts, you can also leave a couple of words about how this podcast is impacting your life. Reviews give my podcast life. So if you could take a few moments, I read through all of them and they actually 100% change my day and put the biggest smile on my face. So thank you so much for listening. And I hope that you either grab a copy of my book or check out my website, struckinsideout.com, or follow me on Instagram at struckinsideout to see all of the offerings and everything else that I'm sharing in this space. As always, sending you so much love.